What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. This is an NXT review. Full disclosure, no AEW review tonight. Hoping to do one this weekend, but there is no AEW, so here we are with the NXT review. Also, guys, I was on the NXT XXX, NXT 30, NXT XXX pre-show media call with Triple H. Talked a lot of things. We'll address some of them on this show as well, but you can just listen to that in full over at Fightful.com, YouTube, on our podcast platforms, and we have a rundown as well. But Johnny Gargano, Ridge Holland, NXT North American title, ladder match, last chance qualifier. That is a mouthful. Gargano ends up beating Ridge Holland. I think Ridge is all right. This was not as good as I thought it would be. I thought that Gargano would pull out like a really amazing, outstanding match against Ridge Holland. And it was okay. It was all right. I'm glad that Johnny won because that match needed some star power in it. And it got that in the form of Johnny Gargano. He won with one final beat. Now, the report on this match ahead of time was that Johnny got dropped on his head in this match. They had to stop it. They eventually finished it off. Here's to hoping that he is okay because this match needs him. I like Ridge Holland and I like what I've seen out of him, but I think that Johnny is the right person to be in this match, and they already had to pull Dexter Lumis from it. So it's like, man, you don't want to lose any more star power than what you already have out of this. We had Dakota Kai taking on Jesse Kamea. I love Dakota Kai. I did not think this was a great match. I didn't think production did them any favors. You could see the kick missing. It just wasn't very smooth. But Dakota Kai gets the GTK for the win. And the story wasn't really the match. Also, Jesse Kamea got too much offense. You are building Dakota Kai for a championship match. Why is she selling half the match? Why do you need to do it? Just make Dakota Kai look really good. That's it. Just make her look really good and kick somebody's ass. So Dakota cuts a promo on Io Shirai, but Io rushes the ring, and they end up brawling. However, Raquel Gonzalez, back after 2 months, shows up, beats the brakes off of Io Shirai. I love the one-arm powerbomb that Raquel Gonzalez does, and I have missed Raquel Gonzalez. Now, full disclosure, I usually film my Q&A shows on Wednesday, and then I air them on Thursday. I almost posted it today, but I didn't. And tomorrow's Q&A now features me saying, oh, I expect Raquel Gonzalez back this week. Well, I should have said, I expect Raquel Gonzalez back last night. But I actually thought that she would come back at NXT TakeOver 30. Whatever. Hey, fine. Sure. I'm just glad she's back. I like Raquel and Dakota as an act. I like her being back. This adds a new wrinkle. I don't know why she's been gone. She's been gone since roughly COVID testing, but I don't want to speculate about that. Tegan Nox is interviewed about recent comments that Candice LeRae made about her. Tegan says she was surprised, but she's going to talk things out with Candice. Legado del Fantasma against Breezango and Isaiah Swerve Scott. The talent involved in this match is excellent. They're great. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I cannot be arsed to care about anything that Fandango is in because of how WWE has handled them. It does not help when every WWE tag team match is the exact same. The exact same. I watched the show with my wife and I was like, hey, here's the deal. Fandango's going to get worked over. He's going to get the hot tag to Swerve Scott. Swerve Scott goes, he's fiery. He's fiery, damn it. And then he gets cut off and he gets beaten down. And then he makes the tag to Tyler Breeze. And then eventually Tyler Breeze takes the pin. And that is exactly what happened. I should not be able to call that. I should not be able to call that. Man. Again, I like the ingredients involved. I just don't necessarily like what's cooking. So let me tell you guys about the best thing on this show. Pat McAfee. I tried to tell you guys. I told you guys I liked the Pat McAfee thing. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Pat McAfee is not going to get involved in something unless he is going to be good at it. That's how he is. He is not going to get involved unless he's going to be really good at it. I thought the weakest part of the Pat McAfee, Adam Cole feud thus far has been the intro, where they did the fake argument on his show. I thought that was the weakest part. I loved the spot a couple weeks ago. Pat has some NFL buddies, including AJ Hawk, out there with him. Adam Cole stands his ground in the ring and does not move the entire time. But Pat McAfee cuts an absolutely fire promo. I mean, this promo was real good. It was full of truth. It was full of heelishness, but it was him being braggadocious. But, you know, quite honestly, there weren't lies there. He said he's a millionaire in 7 different jobs. He talks about his accolades. He says, you know, Adam Cole, you had everybody fooled. You had everybody thinking you were unbeatable. And then I came and knocked you out in 1 minute with one punt. And says he's going to leave Adam unconscious to take over. He says that he's above Adam in every single way and throws the mic at him. You've got to watch this promo. The delivery was good. The content was good. You can dislike Pat McAfee for whatever reason you want, I guess. But this was the best built thing on the NXT TakeOver 30 card. And I don't hate the Dakota Kai Io Shirai build. But Pat McAfee, Adam Cole, was the best storyline that has been built for NXT TakeOver 30. Adam Cole gets face-to-face. He says they can all fight right now, but says that he's going to make Pat his bitch at TakeOver. I should not be most excited for Adam Cole versus Pat McAfee this SummerSlam weekend. But that's where we are. That's where we sit. Because of overproduction, because of just doing matches to death, doing this, doing that. This was a great built feud in a matter of a few weeks. They started this feud on July 23rd. It is now August 19th. August 22nd, they're going to have their match. In less than a month, bam. You got your starting angle. You've got your attack angle, you've got a face-to-face, and you got a match. 1 month, and it's hot. Hot, not overdone. Triple H appeared even and did a little bit of stuff with Pat McAfee on his show. They built it. It did good. Triple H says that Pat McAfee is a natural. I'm inclined to believe it after what I saw tonight. This was awesome. Shotzi Blackheart, Rhea Ripley defeat the Robert Stone brand via pinfall. Sure. This is the continued booking of Rhea Ripley being old buddy, old pal with people, and that's not the Rhea Ripley that got over big time. Mercedes doing it is a little bit different because she's begrudgingly doing it just because she wants somebody to handle her paperwork and shit. So that I'm fine with. I do like the Rhea Ripley powerbomb on Mercedes Martinez over the barricade, and Shotzi hit her big diving senton onto Aaliyah for the pin and the win. I like this because it gets Shotzi a win. Aaliyah took the pin, and that's okay. She's supposed to be the weak link in the Robert Stone brand. It kept Mercedes away from eating the pin, but she and Rhea Ripley were involved in a memorable spot there, so I'm completely fine with that. I like that. It was shorter than that. The 6-man we saw earlier, it was more to the point, so I'm all right with it. I thought this was pretty good stuff. This segment of the show, this part of the show that went from Undisputed Era and Pat McAfee to this tag match were my favorite parts of the show. We got a badass video package set to Metallica with Keith Lee and Karrion Kross. There's not a lot I can add to that. It's just, man, I know a lot of you youngsters might not give a shit about Metallica. And I'm not a big Metallica guy, but still, they were like a premium metal band. And like you knew when you heard one of those songs, somebody was paying for it. Unless it was ECW. My God. But I thought this video package was incredible. Kudos, WWE. This kicked ass. This was the best thing in the Keith Lee Karrion Kross feud. Because the build has sucked for it. Finn Balor, Velveteen Dream. Listen, guys. It's hard for me to feel good about watching Velveteen Dream win this match, knowing that what Triple H said on that conference call was complete bullshit. Complete horseshit. And, you know, we sit here and we hope, oh, will WWE be different after Vince McMahon hangs it up and all that stuff? And then we hear Triple H spew bullshit. Now, I'm not saying that Velveteen Dream is guilty, that he's innocent, whatever. But the fact that they say, we looked into it, the allegations against Velveteen Dream, which we can now talk about since it's on the record for WWE. Just so you all know, the method legally that we have to follow is if an allegation like that is made, we have to wait until the accuser or the accused says something or the company takes action. That really, we can't legally touch it until then. It has to be treated as a baseless accusation. However, there's some pretty damning fucking evidence out there that, here's the thing, if it's not real evidence, they still did not look into it because you got two people saying they never reached out to me. They never reached out to me. This is not like some words that hurt people. This is not somebody having an affair on their girlfriend, their wife, their boyfriend, their husband. I don't care who has affairs. This is pretty extreme shit. And they need to talk to the right people. It was very hard for me to get into this match knowing that. Velveteen Dream is a supremely talented human being who has the most heat of anybody I have ever covered in pro wrestling in my time. I have never heard of a person that has so much goddamn heat, that has so many people within the company that dislike them. And there's a whole lot of reasons why. And they're not all like this. A whole lot of reasons why. He is a different kind of dude, and that does not just extend to the allegations in which we've heard. The execution of the match was fine, but God, that weird finish where Damian Priest gets involved, Bronson Reed gets involved, Cameron Grimes gets involved, then Timothy Thatcher gets involved. And like Timothy Thatcher hit Finn Balor with a clothesline to the back, like that's what takes him out. Okay, cool. Well, you got Finn Balor and Timothy Thatcher up next. Sure. I'm fine with that. So what I'll remember is from this was Adam Cole, Pat McAfee. I'll remember the old power slam driver Ridge Holland did to Gargano, Raquel coming back, and then that awesome video package and the Rhea Ripley Mercedes Martinez spot. So the thing is, I did not get home to start this show until 8:45. I was caught up by 9:30. That's not good to have that much filler. It's not good to have that much filler. Still, not a bad wrestling show. Not a bad wrestling show at all. NXT TakeOver 30, August 22nd. Let's get into it. Pat McAfee, Adam Cole. I think Adam Cole's going to win this, but now I kind of feel like Pat McAfee might end up winning it based on how good he looked tonight. So I may have switched there. I think I got Pat McAfee. Top contender match for the tag titles, Legado del Fantasma, Breezango, Lorcan, and Burch. I'm going with Legado del Fantasma here. Io Shirai, Dakota Kai, NXT Women's Championship. I got to go with Dakota Kai, especially after the Raquel return. I think that's the right way to go. They are a great act. They are awesome together. I'm really, really digging it. Ladder match, North American title, vacant title. Shouldn't be vacant. Keith Lee should just be doing double duty in this and lose it. Velveteen Dream, Johnny Gargano, Cameron Grimes, Damian Priest, Bronson Reed. If they put Velveteen Dream over here, it is one of the most tone-deaf things they have ever done. I think it needs to be Damian Priest. And they need to stop the 50-50 booking shit. Keith Lee, Karrion Kross, NXT Championship. I'm going Karrion Kross here. It's Triple H's boy. is Triple H's boy, and Keith Lee can fight from underneath again, and there's not a lot of people he can fight from underneath with. Karrion Kross is one of them. Thank you, guys. Until next time, we're out. I will try to bring you an AEW review this weekend. But we're out.